Welcome to Inovo Radio, your place to gather insight and wisdom for creating healthy organizations. Discover how to uncover defects in your organization and find ways to be a powerful force of change for your organization. Here's your host, David Phillips.
We all follow something. Leadership is at its core, it's followership. One of my doctoral mentors, Leonard Sweet, said that he hated the word leadership. In fact, he said leaders are followers. And in a Christian context, leaders are followers of Jesus. But you may not be a Christian, you may not be a Christ follower, and that's okay. And so you don't follow Jesus. Maybe you have another religious framework. If you're Jewish, you follow God and the teachings of the Torah. If you're Muslim, you follow Muhammad and the teachings of the Quran. You follow something. There is a framework for your identity. There is a framework for your thoughts. We all follow something. You may not even believe in God. You may be, find a framework within a philosophical system. You may be someone whose framework is in the environment, and so you work out of this framework that everything is about the environment and keeping the environment, healthy and dealing with climate change, and so that's your framework. But we all follow something. We follow, and you've probably said it, you've heard it said, you follow your passion. You follow your gut. You follow this vision that you had. Leadership is about being a follower and about communicating that to the people that you lead. So, in some cases, you're following the direction of the board. In some cases, if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, small business, you're following this passion to do something. You're following this passion to get out a message. You're following. And passion is born out of pain. You need something, you can't find it. You've had something happen to you, and no one was there to help you. And so you've come through it. You've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and now you have a passion to help others and to help others not have to go through that alone. And so you follow that something drives you. There's an intrinsic aspect of that drives you, and you follow that. It drives you. There is a driver. and you're trying to get everybody else on the bus. That's leadership.
Now, my hope for you is that
in all of that, in the fact that you're following a passion, you're following your gut, and many of us even make those decisions. We trust our gut, right? When we've got choices to make, we trust our gut because we don't know the future. We don't know what's going to happen. We could walk out. You know, there's always the saying, especially if you're in technology and you have all this intellectual property in your head and how you did things and you know, what happens if you walk out of here tomorrow and you get hit by a bus and all of this intellectual property is gone? We never know what's going to happen. And so we make decisions on our gut. We make decisions from a framework. We make decisions from a passion, and we follow that. That is our guide. And so as you think about leadership and you think about the decisions that you're making, and you're thinking about the passions that you're living, and you think about how you're trying to get people to come on board. Because leadership isn't that, I mean, that's as much about what leadership is. You're trying to get people to come on board to help carry out what drives you. But my hope is that in all of that, whether it's a religious framework or whether it's a passion or whether it's your gut and a need that you see, my hope is that in all of that, an underlying desire is to make life better for the other. Make life better for those that you want to help. Make life better for those that you employ. Make life better for those who purchase your good and service, your good or service. You want to make life better for them. And so within that leadership, within that followership, I would hope that there's that social responsibility in the making life better. Making life better for your community and making life better for the world, depending on the reach of your product or service. But we all follow something. And I want to leave you with this question. What are you following? What are you following? Because what you follow determines what you do. And if you chase what you follow, you will become what you follow. If you chase money, then everything will be for you will revolve around money. If you chase fame, everything that you do will revolve around fame. If you chase making the world better, then your framework becomes making the world better. It's a self-sacrificial aspect. If you become what you chase. So what are you following? And how does that affect the decisions that you make in your business or in your consulting world or even the church that you attend? If we take time to do some soul searching and some thinking, think about who we follow, then that will help us, or what we follow, then that will help us understand how we make those decisions and how we need to make adjustments, possibly, and maybe even how we can get people on board who may not have the same framework that we do. How we can get more people to purchase our product, more people to engage our service, more people to help foster kids, more people to help sexually abused women and men, more people to help bring ladies out of prostitution, out of slavery. Think about what you follow, because leadership is about followership. Whether it's a church or whether it's a passion or whether it's religion, whether it's a passion, whether it's your gut, you're following something. What are you following?
Thanks for listening in today. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode of Powerful Insight. For more up-to-date information and tips to help you on your quest for change, head over to the website at www.wdavidphillips.com and sign up for our newsletter.